A ruling by the World Trade Organization on mandatory country of origin labeling will be coming very soon, according to National Pork Producers Council Vice President John Weber of Iowa.
Later this summer, we will get a ruling from the WTO whether we are in compliance or not. What we think is going to happen is the United States is going to lose that case, that they are out of compliance. We're anxiously awaiting that ruling. We think the parties in play will probably hear something later this month as to what the WTO is going to say. I think publicly we'll probably hear the ruling sometime in July. That would be our best guess at this point in time.
Weber says the economic impact of a WTO ruling against the United States could be significant.
If the current rule later this summer is ruled out of compliance, at that point in time, the Canadians and Mexicans both have the right to retaliate with tariff imposition on products, not only agricultural products, but manufactured products. And it could have serious economic consequences to trade between Canada and Mexico for the United States. So there's a much bigger picture at play here. The Canadians are prepared to implement these tariffs. If we don't come up with a fix, I know the Mexicans certainly are. I think pork will be certainly high on that list. Beef will be on that list, and along with a lot of other agricultural products and even some manufactured goods.
Andre Adamson, NPPC Vice President of Domestic Policy Issues, says COOL has ramifications for international trade well beyond North America.
This is not a meat issue anymore. It's not a meat issue. This is an international trade issue. And we're out busy negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, 12 countries around the world. We need to live up to our own obligations under the WTO. We can't be poking our best trading partners, Canada and Mexico, in the eye and not living up to our own trade obligations. This is why this is a broader trade issue. We're a member of a coalition, the National Association of Manufacturers and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They are now very engaged in this issue because it will hit other industries. In the beginning, this was a meat issue. This is a much bigger issue. It's a trade issue.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.